The great gymnasium. Oh, friends and fellow Americans, permit me to speak plainly, and from the depths of a heart ever stirred by the trumpet call of action. Too many of our strong-limbed countrymen, too many stout-hearted women of this republic, do penance in those suffocating vaults of brick and mortar called gymnasiums, wherein the air hangs hot in the summer, and no less in winter, where perspiration falls not from noble exertion, but from confinement, congestion, and ill breath's warmth. Let me state it as plainly as a colonel must. Such places rob the soul of spirit, and dehydrate the body as cruelly as the deserts of Mesopotamia. The body is a sacred trust. To abuse it with waterless toil and steel machines that do not fight back, this is not strength, but folly. It rejoices, for nature, in her boundless generosity, has set before us a better way, a path both ancient and ever new, wherein exercise is not punishment, but glory, and air is crisp and pure, as constitutions promise. What joy, what exultation to set one's boots on the trail! To build a fire at twilight beneath a cathedral of stars, to hear the hiss of sap and flame, to sit with companions true and hearty, each awaiting the blackened stick to yield its prize, a sausage hot, hissing, and triumphant. A simple feast, well earned. O ye who have known this pleasure, know it as a banquet finer than any in the halls of the elite. And what of the body? Would you forge legs of might? Then walk the Appalachian spine, or climb the Sierra's steepest switchback. Let your knees find their purpose in the gravel and the incline of honest trail. Let your calves burn not in agony, but in exultation. Would you mold arms like those of Hercules, then grip the oar? Row down the wild Missouri, paddle the defiant Colorado. Let the waters buck and twist beneath your keel, and your biceps shall grow not from repetition, but from righteous conquest. Would you hew a midsection as solid as Roman armor, and cast yourself into the cool embrace of Lake Superior or Michigan, and swim its expanse with strokes like a Spartan? Let the waters strengthen the sinews of your trunk, and harden you into that which no beast nor hardship may bend. Behold the open country, the mountain, the lake, the trail. These are the apparatus of our true fitness, the original gymnasium of our species. Here, one does not exercise for vanity's sake, but for joy, for resilience, for fellowship with the earth itself. Here, the blood moves with vigor. The lungs expand with the wind of the plains. The spirit grows stout with the knowledge that one is sufficient unto oneself. Armed only with a pack, a purpose, and providence. Consider our forebears, the men and women who crossed the Oregon Trail, who walked with the purpose across the vast interior of our republic. They had no dumbbells, nor steam-heated saunas. Their sweat ran freely beneath a prairie sun, and their hearts beat with unrelenting cadence. The California Trail carved calves from marble and lungs from leather. The Mormon Trail strengthened the hands that pushed and the backs that bore. Nature did not punish them. She refined them. She burned away the excess and left behind lean muscle, iron will, and enduring health. Women. Women of the frontier bore children with the strength of Amazons. And men stood like trees, rooted, rugged, and ready. This is the heritage you squander when you lift a machine's weight in an airless tomb. To wake in a tent at dawn, the air sharp as eagle's cry. To stand beneath the vault of heaven where stars shine not dimly but with clarity and purpose. To feel the moon not as an ornament but as a companion. To draw breath that nourishes not just the body but the soul. Who among you, having smelled pine and campfire smoke, having heard the owl and the rustle of unseen beasts, can return to the fluorescent light and clanging iron with any gladness? Who, having stood atop a ridgeline at dusk, can pretend that any treadmill shall ever equal to that view? Who? Let us cease this trend of indoor mortification. Let us reject the sterile, stale, and the sedentary. Let us return to the earth, our first gymnasium and our final resting place. You need not conquer Everest nor circumnavigate the globe. Take the local trail, wade the nearby stream, walk the beach in the glow of sunrise. Pitch your tent in the backyard if nowhere else. But by heaven, get outside. Train your body not for glory, but for gladness. Train your lungs not for speed, but for singing. Train your spirit not for spectacle, but for the quiet majesty of the stars. The Republic needs not more mirrors, but more muscle. Not more vanity, but more vitality. And the great gymnasium of nature is open, eternally, freely, gloriously. Now go, step into it.